Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor with Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We are speaking of nuclear power and nuclear weapons in the Middle East. Always the concern globally is an arms race over nuclear weapons. Perhaps that's already underway. There's certainly a number of countries that have been curious and acted upon, and in some instances have brought forward nuclear weapons over these last 100 years, certainly since the Second War invented them. However, we now have the very specific threat of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And Andrea, with her colleagues, has worked up a timeline that's very helpful to understand what's happened at the end of the Trump administration and the beginning of the Biden administration. Andrea, following this timeline, we look at the JCPOA from 2015, from the Obama administration, rejected by the Trump administration. And after that, we move into a timeline where the IAEA was not able to complete many of its inspections, raising questions about Iran. This timeline suggests that Iran, after the cancellation by Donald Trump, not all the partners, just the U.S. backed away, not the Europeans, accelerated its ability to generate nuclear fuel at 60%. Do I read that correctly, what I'm looking at here?
Yes. Good evening, John. You know, I think the timeline shows well what has become an alarming status quo with Iran. Nuclear escalation and diminishing pressure throughout Biden's term in office. As you noted, under President Trump, Iran kind of held back in the nuclear space. Even when the United States left the Iran nuclear deal in May 2018, Iran was really in a bind with a growing financial crisis over the Trump-era oil and other sanctions. We remember it's the maximum pressure campaign. They were hesitant to act also after the January 2020 assassination of Qasem Soleimani, the IRGC Quds Force chief. But as soon as Biden was elected, Tehran decided to exploit his desire to return to the nuclear deal, the JCPOA. Started making its most egregious advances. It resumed 20% enrichment. It started 60% enrichment the month that the talks began to restore the deal. It made uranium metal, and it really limited the IAEA's monitoring. And then after 2 years of talks with U.S. and Europeans, it simply amassed nuclear assets, hardened its breakout capabilities, and put the West in a bind. And now it's really not doing much to respond at all.
We have 5, 10, 20, and 60% enriched. Are those the categories I'm remembering from the time we talked before? 5, 10, 20, 60.
That's right. As of the IAEA's last reporting, Iran had grown all three of those stockpiles. And those are the ones that are in play if they were to make nuclear weapons. So now they have enough enriched uranium to make the weapons-grade uranium for 10 weapons in about 4 months. That's an increase of 2 weapons since May. So despite this deal with the United States that happened sometime around May, the springtime, Tehran actually continued stockpiling enriched uranium at all levels, even the 60% level, and increased their breakout capability. They're still not cooperating with the IAEA on better monitoring, or helping on the IAEA's investigation into undeclared nuclear weapons work. And to cap it off, they just barred 1/3 of the IAEA's inspectors that are designated for Iran, all the French and German inspectors with expertise in uranium enrichment.
You mentioned before, when speaking of Saudi Arabia, who's the cop on the beat? Who's the marshal in town? It's the U.S., not the IAEA. So in not cooperating with the IAEA, what does that mean to Washington? Does that mean that there's a loss of faith, or is it because Washington has more authority than the IAEA, it's not determinative?
Yeah, the the West really needs to support the IAEA if they want to hold countries accountable. If, for example, they want Iran to restore the credentials of inspectors. But we haven't heard a peep from the West. They put out a statement, you know, condemning this action. They didn't schedule an emergency IAEA Board of Governors meeting or threaten any kind of penalties. So I think it's pretty incredible that Washington has authorized $16 billion in Iranian assets to be unfrozen, while it's simply underwriting the nuclear threat's expansion and letting Tehran off scot-free.
I correct my own record. It's 5, 20, and 60. Those are the three pieces. Now, I'm told, Andrea, that 60 is the most dangerous part, and that Iran doesn't pretend that it doesn't have 60. Now, that would be an explanation for MBS, wouldn't it? Isn't that where MBS has to pay attention?
Yeah, 60% is it's more of a symbolic status because you can use that material directly in a nuclear explosive. And Iran has got several weapons worth for that, I think three at the moment. So MBS is certainly paying attention. You know, he can't get to 60% in any kind of U.S.-run enrichment facility. It makes us wonder kind of what he's going to demand in the future if he's demanding parity with Tehran.
Well, if your adversary has a stockpile of 60% and you're asking to start your program, you've got some catching up to do. But you've got to start somewhere. I'm not trying to sound sympathetic. I'm trying to solve this tangle. MBS is saying in his bold fashion, we're vulnerable. What are you going to do about it? Is there an answer?
I think the answer is to roll back Iran's program. It's not to create a competitor to Iran. So we need to roll back Iran's enrichment threat. Plain and simple, if that's what's causing insecurity in the region, then we need to redouble our efforts. We can't be making others compatible with Iran's current status. That's just going to create proliferation in the region.
And we have a minute. My reading of the Biden administration, however, we have a re-election campaign underway, is that the negotiations have not moved towards that. They've moved towards accommodation, towards money, towards hostages being returned, but not in any fashion to delimit that 60% pile. Do I say that correctly? We have 30 seconds.
Iran agreed to reduce the stockpile or its output of 60%. So its stockpiling slowed over the past couple of months, but it still, in fact, amassed the material. So it's very unclear what we're getting out of freeing up all these assets for Iran if they can't even abide by something as simple as stopping 60% enrichment and downblending all the rest of the stockpiles, which would really help eliminate the threat.
Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.